Hey, it's Eric back with Imagine Writing, and I'm continuing my short series here on the Reddit AMA recap, which I did over on R Fantasy, which is the largest speculative fiction community on Reddit, with almost 350,000 fantasy fans. At any time, there's almost 1,000 people online, so that really helped when I did my AMA, and I'm going to continue with a follow-up to the question around if you could rewind time, would you have stayed for a longer or shorter time in the corporate world, and what recommendations do you have for aspiring writers who may be trying to balance work and a passion for writing? So I talked about how I would have stayed slightly longer just to make sure my finances were in order. But the same could be said actually from the other perspective. I could have stayed slightly shorter, so long as I had them already managed well. The reason that I did it exactly when I did is manyfold. But in terms of recommendations for aspiring writers who aren't trying to balance work and passion for writing, I think it's really, really important that one takes note of unearned wisdom. That is, beware of unearned wisdom. There's some wisdom which must be earned. I think we go from this phase of naivete to cynicism and then to wisdom. And so it's actually important to follow that path. And that can be painful, and I certainly made mistakes even after getting advice on how to approach, say, a novel. I read advice around how to outline, or even as a discovery writer who's very creative with my first draft and then outlined, I even ignored the advice on some cases of outlining what I had written in my first draft so as to build then from that outline for future revision. So beware unearned wisdom. You can read a lot of success stories, but you need to pick apart those success stories and understand that writing is an art and therefore a winner-take-all marketplace for the most part. And so balancing your finances and what your family needs to do is really important. I managed to do it, but I can't, you can't just do what I did for the sake.